Welcome once more to our portfolio committee. First one after our long journey, trip, oversight, and after the World Cup. Welcome to our new, brand new member. So this is a very vibrant committee that will lead you to come and give it even more vibrancy. So the committee secretary will brief you about whatever you need, documents, if you need anything that you haven't received. You can talk to me on the WhatsApp, the committee is also the same one. She's just gone out. But for now, you'll have to hit the road running. But welcome. And secondly, that we've got the package that they gave you now, the program that we are proposing. We'll come back to you on that one. I'm just going through this. And then you've got a draft report as done by our research unit relating to our oversight work. Obviously, you only see this for the first time now, but it gives you a sense of what we've been doing. So this is what we take to you to look into. You'll see that there is a financial aid project, this one. It's complex, but no. You remember the checks, the cut and paste checks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sent us the information that we wanted. They said we wanted information by the 15th of August. They sent us those. And there is a draft report as well. That's done by our committee section, ACONA. And I want to thank both ACONA and Inez very much for the stunning work they have done and for also giving us the draft report. And I must also thank Vuyokazi. Where is she? Oh, trying to get food. Okay, our organizer. So that report is also there. There are some slides and things that came from Kimberley about the damages that have been there, the pictures that they were giving you. These things are here with you as well. So this is just for you to remind you. And the slides that the presentation of Kimberley is also there for you to look at. But let me just say that I must thank you very much for the trip. Well done. The 3 weeks, I expected that some people will fall by the wayside as we were going, but I was pleasantly surprised by the veterans of this committee. Babu Teni, Babu Kaila, Babu Masango, and so on, and Mengwa Ali in November. Madala, because they were very consistent. The young ones were falling by the wayside. The young ones, in Makama, Manana, and Jacobas, you see. So I rely on the veterans. They did not have the stamina. No, I think Kakona, let's give them a big hand.
Oh, and a hug.
Yeah, there comes the hug. Also, we were meeting after a very successful World Cup when we met again. And I think South Africa did us very proud. The team performed to the best of its ability. But the real champions were the South African people. This year has been, so far has been very good for South Africa. Now we are back to the politics of the South African politics of non-compromising. We just unkind to ourselves again after the guest has left. That's fine. That's what we do best. Yeah. Before I get into the documents and so on, I've got 3 apologies. Matala is not well. Manana is in China. Jakubas has apologized as well for this meeting. So those are the apologies. Rabotat. Sorry about Antima. Is it flu or something else?
Yeah, flu.
Yeah, no. You see, we also caught a bit of flu after that trip, but we recover very quickly. Yeah, we recover very quickly. We brought up what castor oil and all those kind of things that made us strong, you know, aloe and so on and so on. So our immune system is still like those of elephants. So those younger ones who were eating nectar, who never ate oatmeal
pure
tea. We never had oatmeal balls, you know, if you know what it is. They take a long time to recover. How for? Mabogaila, have you recovered?
Good.
No, let's note and accept the apologies. That was just a lighter note. And hope that those who are not well will recover very speedily. Just to remind you that tomorrow we're having a joint meeting with corrections. I don't know if the venue is already communicated. Please communicate. Yeah, it's in all right. Old assembly chamber. We're meeting with them there, and obviously, colleagues, you know your participation in the correctional services issues has been very intense, so there's nothing new. We just do what we do best. Take charge of issues that are to be concerned us, and also show interest and concern about the problems that are faced by the community. And also we want to discuss this program that is given to you, the program going forward in terms of what is the landscape, what are the proposals and why, and then also maybe just to do an evaluation of the trip. Oh, there's another member of our committee at the back. Welcome, my dear. Welcome. Oh, I was wondering, you know, yourself and Kenny, if you're not part of our trip, then it's incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Khadija, you don't know what you've got.
Hey.
Right? No, Khadija tried to come, you see, and the committee people said they don't have money. Yeah, PMG, if we go oversight trips, you must also get out of Cape Town about it. Can we start with the obvious? Can we start with the with this thing just to check if everything is fine? And then after that, we'll do the evaluation, which includes preparations for the portfolio committee tomorrow. That will be more general discussion, but I just want us to be on this one first.
The topic.
The program.
You're welcome. Yes.
Let me take you through first. This program, we changed it from the initial draft just to, because you recall that we were supposed to have a meeting last week, and then we cancelled that meeting as per your request, members. So this is our first meeting today. We want to consider the draft report on oversight. So Northwest KwaZulu-Natal and the National Department and their entities. That's why we're meeting it today. And then tomorrow, which is Wednesday, that meeting is not it starts at 9 o'clock, not after 9.
Mm.
Okay? It's our joint meeting and public work, our joint meeting with correctional services arising from our buses to the center that we had, the Kimberley one, the Rustenburg one, and the one in Durban. We're meeting at the old assembly.
I think I'm going
on the 24th, that is next week, Tuesday. We members would have gone through the reports, we will discuss some of the issues and so on, but we want to consider and adopt reports if we can. Hopefully we can. But if we still are unsure, we can look into the following week. Or maybe I'll meet you on that Friday to adopt the report. Okay? We can still do it next week. If we don't finish it on Tuesday, there is always a Friday to finalize the report. The following week, and you'll recall that you'll see that note that in our own meetings, We're starting at after 9.
Mm-hmm.
So in the venue for the venues on this particular, this seems to be our traditional venue, and so on, and keep it that way, it's nice and compact. 31st, we're meeting with the Department of Public Works to just check progress made in terms of issues that we've raised before. Okay, including a follow-up on the department's strategic plan. You recall, members, that we said that in the strategic plan, we did not have enough time to engage because we were under pressure. But I want us to maybe when we meet just the week before, that members must be happy. We don't want them to come and represent the strategic plan, but we must isolate the issues that we want to take forward. Also, we there seemed to be a change of schedule in Parliament. You recall that we wanted to do the what they call the BRRR report, budget review recommendation reports. We wanted to do that in October. That's why the initial program that we've changed. Parliament has requested us to deal with these things in September. There is one matter that we have consistently raised as the portfolio committee that we want a reviewer on, that is the IDT funding. So there's one matter that I think will be prominent. But I also think that some provinces like the Northwest might need our help, generally, in terms of what they've been going through. No money when they come into office, finished. With this budget, they're dealing with a real backlog of issues. So it's just a matter that I had in mind, but that I want to bounce off with you. And then, that is since the whole of September. And you recall that we also wanted the IDT. We just have to see how we put this matter in. We wanted the IDT to come and give us an interim report. You recall that they say that for them, the 15th of November is do or die. Mm. There are certain things that they still have to do. So we don't want to wait until November. We say that maybe at the end of September, that week of September, the last week of September, the 21st, and we might have to review this date, actually, because this is the date where the ANC has got the NGC. So I'm just raising it that whole week on the 20th. It's the organization and some of the members might not be here. So I'm just raising it for consideration so that if that need arises, because they might declare this whole week as constituency. But be it what it may, and then October. But the issues are not should not be compromised. We'll adjust these things as and when, and see if we need the 2 days for the budget for the BRRR, or just move one to the 14th. Okay. We just have to play around with that one. In October, we'll meet the department again to have on the strategic plan, FFC recommendations, and the Section 32 report, the quarterly report. It will be the third quarter. Yeah, then we will just check how far they've done. But I think if we can just try and get those reports for us in advance as well, so that when they come, we don't see them for the first time. And then in October, we'll do the annual reports on the Department of Public Works, and then we'll proceed to do IDT, CBE, ASA, CIDB. End of October, we'll deal with the outstanding minutes. Akona, what I'm suggesting is that let's not pile the minutes. Those minutes that are ready, we should do them as and when. You see, let's wait for the end to all of them. For instance, if we meet the week of the 24th, if there are any minutes that are ready, let's deal with that because they are straightforward minutes. And so on and so on, so that we catch up as we go. Members, this is a first shot. Can I get your comments? Magama, let me tell you, because you're going to read this from outside. When you were outside, you were just congratulating the veterans and all the members in particular for their trip. But that was what we could observe is that the young lions were falling by the wayside, some getting sick, some just disappearing, some having this and the other. And the young lions in this regard were yourself, Manana, and Jacoba. You see, all the other veterans, they got sick after. You know, after fighting the whole battle and things like that. So, which means you guys have got to catch up. They suggested some remedy that there's something called castor oil and aloe that we've got to administer in the community every month and so on and so on. So, we want, Chief, it's coming. But no, thanks for all the efforts.
I think we just went through what they went through a couple of years.
It's not possible, eh? Members, can I table the draft program? Babu, can
I? Yes, Chairperson. I don't see any problem with the draft program, but I just wanted to. From your side or the members, is there no possibility that we, the department, should call the department to give us a briefing on the five-hundred million rental issue, which didn't go through proper procurement, and I feel as a committee we need to be briefed about that. If there's a possibility, we request them to come and give us a briefing on that one.
Okay,
thank you.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to wait until they come because they're coming at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Unless we can wait and they get all the briefing including that, which is in 2 weeks' time. Because we can either have it that way, we can even a question in Parliament would be okay. But I'll raise it so that we check if we can, when we meet before we adopt the report. If we get somebody to come and brief us on this letter. If it's not possible in the interim, then that will be part of our full meeting with them. But thanks for raising that, okay. Anybody else? Is this program sufficiently taking us forward? Going?
I see. Thanks, sir. First of all, I'm not too sure. I was out for a few minutes.
I don't know whether maybe you did recognize the gentleman from ISP. Because I would expect you to. I was sitting on Mr. Bojare's neck all the time, and then. These are very bad. secondly,
do it for us.
Oh, thank you.
What you do, you must do.
I thought maybe you had done it during my absence.
I thought you had done it during my absence.
There's never enough. Welcome, new member.
Okay. Thanks, sir. On behalf of the portfolio committee, we'd like to welcome. Mr. Tole. I like the name, sir. You said the name is Ketamaba. Yeah.
The color.
So, I would like to let you know that this is about the best portfolio commission in Parliament. We are just one family here. Whether we are from ISP, Cope, ID, or whatever, but just a big civil from public works. When we attack the issues, we attack from the point of view that we are representing the people of South Africa. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Well done. we did inform him as well that you are the political head of the committee. She's the one we're talking about. So if you need any political guidance, including wanting to join the ANC. Okay, no, that was just on a light note. But about the committee. Yeah, no, that's because we can talk to you. But you can talk to me as well and any other member for advice. And the research unit is here, Ines, definitely. And my boss here, who are called.
Okay, I'm
not too sure. As far as I can remember, we've got the charter. What is the construction charter, the property charter, yes. And we've really never, the department has never come to brief us on the charters. And we don't even know how much they affect the implementation of some of the policies outside, in the country. So I think one of the things that they need to do as soon as possible.
All right.
Good.
Anything else, members? Mama Kaina?
I don't know, in West School, if members could remember, there were some glaring issues regarding public works. And unfortunately, we couldn't get the answer there then. And I don't know, Chairperson, but we need to take that up. And there was, I saw in the report here, there was also the net of that latent defect. Which we were not clear about. One would like, seeing that yourself, Chairperson, and your committee members, in the context of the professionals, e.g. architects, engineers, and quantitative surveyors, that in your capacity you ask them, what is the period of latent effect? Because as we mentioned in Westwood, especially the corporate prison, Bongweni, where you had the collapsing of the sewer line, which is actually inferior workmanship, that maybe you can get more clarity from the professionals before you call the department in. What is the period of the latent effect? Because, that is going to cost the government a lot of money, which is taxpayers' money. And if it is then a latent effect, which usually, as far as I'm concerned, was 10 years, I don't know whether it is or reduced. And that prison was completed in 2001, so basically, whoever has done that has got to go back and fix it at their cost. But first, get the information from the relevant consulting bodies. That's a plea that I made to yourself, Jason, for the sake of the government not spending unnecessary money. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, can I suggest that you draft it so that we send it directly like that? You just draft it, we send it to the relevant professional council and also to the department. But let's be specific. This is what has happened, blah, blah, blah. And what is the related defects, impact on the thing, blah, blah, so that we take it forward. We'll send both to the department so that we get a specific answer on this matter. You see, these people sometimes also take shortcuts. If I say shortcuts in the sense that they would not go to that effect, but they would say, for instance, in one matter, like the one in Westville, about the overcrowding and what it does to the infrastructure. You see, but the Cox study doesn't have that problem of overcrowding. You see. But let's just check the issue with you. All right, I'm still on the program. Okay, shall we take this program that we're going to work on? We adopt this program as the one that we're going to do. If there are any amendments, we'll present them to you. Well,
I move for the adoption, Chairperson.
Thank you, guys.
Who's got who's seconded this thing? Thomas Anko. Thank you very much. In a portfolio committee with you, I won't call you by the other name of the oversight. All right. Thank you very much. Now, Ines, I suppose you recall, you understand if members haven't gone through this thing. So can you highlight the conclusions for us? There is this report from the unit that you are going to have time to get through.
Well, what I basically did was to try and just summarize the 3 weeks of oversight in terms of going to the Northwest, especially the presentations by the Department of Public Works, Roads and Transport there, as well as the municipality services, as well as the information that we received from KwaZulu-Natal and of course Gauteng. I think the chairperson had summarized the initial overview during the 3 week visit in terms of what we received from both Gauteng in terms of the courtesy visit to the Department of Public Works as well as the entities and what kind of issues that they highlighted. I think like Honorable Baylor just highlighted here in terms of the professional council who reported a council for the built environment. They were very eager to sort of assert their professionalism as well as the kind of information that they would be able to assist the department with. In terms of the conclusions that I've actually highlighted in this report, I raised them as mere issues for consideration. In terms of the provincial visits, for example, one of the major concerns that the committee highlighted was especially the status of the asset registers, and this comes out of the implementation of the Government Immovable Assets Management Act of 2007. There are specific requirements that the Act wants these departments to actually engage in, and that's especially to do with the progress made in terms of how many assets there are in the at provincial, national, and as well as at municipal level, but also the condition surveys. What we've discovered is that you cannot actually conclude a condition survey, for example, on property if you don't even know whether it's under your competence as the national department or if it's under the competence of provincial or at local level. And one of the other issues that came out of the asset register issue is, of course, that if there's no proper asset register, then the property rates that need to be paid at different levels doesn't actually happen because there's no clarity in terms of who's responsible for those payments. So that was one of the issues that actually was highlighted. The other issue that came out in terms of immovable assets is related to the maintenance challenges, and I think some of it was just mentioned now as well in terms of correctional services. I think what's also happened is that in the department's own strategic plan, it does mention that it has a large backlog in terms of maintenance, that maintenance keeps on being deferred because it does not actually have adequate budget assigned to it to actually ensure that this happens. At last count, they had said that it was between something like 12 and 13 billion. One of the other issues that was highlighted as well is that, and this comes out of as far back as when the Government Immovable Asset Management Act was actually still in the form of a bill, was the issue where it was saying that if you do have capital works or immovable property, that the government should actually ensure that it has a maintenance plan built into the initial phase of construction, which seems that, and that was one of the recommendations that came out of that. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the Civitas building in Pretoria, that issue was taken up. But Gauteng, for example, has indicated with Baragwana that that might be an issue that they will be struggling with. The other issue, of course, is to do just with the Expanded Public Works Program and the requirements for the Expanded Public Works Program, which is to ensure that it's both that both training and labor intensity is forms part of these large expanded public works programs. And in many instances, especially at the municipal level, this was highlighted that it actually didn't happen because it was explained as that people didn't actually understand what labor intensity meant or what it required. And of course, in terms of just the set targets for women, youth, and people with disabilities, those targets are not met in many instances. And the other target that's not met is the training aspect in some of the areas. The final thing that I can say, of course, is in terms of the Kimberley Correctional Center, the committee raised the issue about the large cost escalation upon the completion of this facility, and that issue actually needs to be concluded because I think the by tomorrow the department will have responded to reasons for this. And I think the other issue is the damages caused at these facilities. So that's basically, and I think just finally, one of the things that the committee has recommended is that the Gauteng model that's used should be considered by other provinces, and that planning of projects should form part of, the planning aspect when you're working with different projects should actually form part of your initial stages, and that it shouldn't be left that you have a project and suddenly you decide, oh, let me explain it in this way. For example, the Kimberley project, the plan, the architectural plan constantly changed because there wasn't an initial planning phase. It sounded like there wasn't an adequate initial planning phase where it would say, we're building this prison for 3,000 people. It started at a very, at much less. I think it was something like 1,000 people. And then suddenly it mushroomed into a bigger project and a bigger project, so that the cost escalation might actually have also been contributing at that aspect because the plans changed, you needed new architectural plans, etc. And I think one of the reasons, of course, one of the causes that also happened is that in the wards of the prison, they forgot to actually include ablution facilities.
Thank you very much, Ines. Thank you very much. I thought you were going to go to the conclusion. We were in a hurry to finish. This is just to give you a synopsis of, to remind you about the issues. Obviously, I'm going to rely upon you to strengthen and advance and so on our report, but this is just one shot. I want us to break for about 10-15 minutes, just to attend to the table, right? And then we can come and come to the next meeting and conclusions we come. We don't have to take any decisions today, unfortunately. Welcome, Olympia.
Yes.
He falls within the category of young. In terms of the purpose, maybe I have to. Yes. We'll bring it during lunch, during the breakfast. It's okay. It's okay.
In the same report, there are conclusions as well.
Ines was just too nervous because all of you were looking at her now. She's not used to so many eyes looking at her at the same time. But what we're basically saying, we just say that our job was to, I'm on page 8 of this report, on the conclusion. Our job was to strengthen relationship and to ensure that labor intensity is taken care of in terms of the APWP. We did raise concerns about the municipal infrastructure grant and the accessing by municipalities of the incentive grants using the APW principles. We raised the issue of poverty alleviation and the question relating to the rates that are paid that needed to be consistent. And the one matter of immovable assets vis-a-vis Kiyama that we have raised, that we said need to be strengthened. And then finally that the pace. The project as well as ensuring that these immovable assets are properly utilized. Basically what you are saying there is that we have these assets and some of them are the vandalized ones, the ones that are not utilized and things like those. Here we basically talk immovable, but I also want to add the movable assets that we spoke about, particularly when we visited public works yard. The government garage, I don't know what they call it, where they keep all the scrap. You see, to say that, immovable assets also need to be strengthened there. But that's one matter. The other issues that arise from this, Makaban, is that we'll have to follow up on the outstanding reports that I suppose some of them, MUD and others, will be end of August. It was in that vein that I was saying that there might be flexibility in adopting the report on the 24th, so that if other reports are coming, they might be included in that report. But end of August was the cut-off date for everyone who's got to give us reports. The issue that was raised, colleagues, about the variation escalation costs in Kimberley, you recall that we have asked them to give us a proper analysis tomorrow. So they will be coming with all these issues tomorrow to say this is what it was, 200, it went to 400, and it ended up with 800 million. And why, you know, what happened? Why the escalation? And the issue of the toilet ablution ball locks might not be the major issue even, because in the original plan, apparently, we'll get the report, the ablution blocks were included, and they were taken out for a communal one, because there is a communal ablution block there. And so on and so on. But those are matters that we must look into. Let me just take you through this. You'll read through it. I won't read everything else. But the other matters here are the issues that of public works that were raised by public works on page 1 of the other draft report, the Rustenburg one. Okay? I'm jumping that one. I'm going to the next one. It's got some page 2. There are some recommendations there. At the bottom of the page, I'm not raising the content, the issue that you know about, where we say that correctional officials, they do not do their repairs, even minor repairs. We raise that as a concern. You recall that when we visited that place, and there was an issue that related to the floor, the slippery floors, where we made basically a suggestion that why don't they use what other canteens are using, rubber floors. Okay? And the issue of prison resources that are not using, for instance, there is a prison farm that has got cattle, that has got
poultry, and for instance, Roychron, they order their meat from Roychron, but beef they take from private companies. They gave us the details of the private companies to say why not. Because we would think that you only use that if by private, if to augment what you have. But anyway, those, these are issues of procurement. The issue of the parole board was raised, and the chairperson there, to say that there needs to be a consistent register, because there were people in there who were saying, we've been there, we're not even hearing or knowing about the parole board and what needs to happen. Maintenance plans needed to be concluded, service level agreements, the complaints that were raised about the education of prisoners, to say that there is no rehabilitation there, the communication that needs to be strengthened between Public Works and the DSC, so that they don't just talk through the call centers. The Kimberley Center that needs, but this one belongs somewhere else, but that says that we need to do an overall change of that thing, and there's the salary re-evaluation and reclassification of prior, offenders. Yeah, these other two last bullets must go to the Kimberley recommendations. On the Kimberley Center, you know what has happened, the comrades, and the issues that were raised as concerned, the challenges, I won't go through them, but the recommendations, we did recommend certain things when we met at the last meeting, particularly the issue of management. But the issues that were raised about the sick people and the provocation that is given to offenders, and the issue of those that burned, to say that tomorrow they must give us an estimated cost of that, you see. And there were issues about televisions, you'll recall, that were put at other areas. There are things that we said they could be done immediately. And then the ones that in Kokstad and Durban Westville, it's about the contractor at Kokstad, where there was a roof problem. This is a latent effect, actually. We must just correct that, not later. Latent effects or defects, whatever. And then the question of the sewerage challenges that they've raised, the issue relating to internal capacity of using inmates to do certain work, contractors in Kokstad that were raised to do government work, and that we said people must be paid in 30 days, particularly the small contractors that they spoke about, and so on. So those are the issues. I won't go through all of them. But one thing about Durban Westville, it's the question particularly of overcrowding. I'm just raising that one. You see, the other matters are there. We'll just, in our report, we'll try and merge the two reports. In our reports that go to Parliament, merge the two reports and also add issues that will be coming from members, Ines, and so on, and take it from there. The issue that need to be followed up here is the Boela issue. I think it should be fixed this week, by the 20th, as they said, and that the question of overcrowding by the end of August, they must be having something to tell us what the end of August, how they plan to deal with that, and a clear plan and how to correct issues that are raised in Durban Westville. This is the one that we said, listen, give us support at the end of the month, how you are dealing with the issues, particularly of awaiting trial detainees, what they call ATDs. So, members, this is just the initial bite of your work. We're giving you a chance to go and read through these letters and come back. But I'm going to give this opportunity to you to just comment and tell us what you're thinking, and also in this reflection raise issues that you want us to focus on tomorrow. So I'm raising all the letters. After your comments, your everything else, we are going to adjourn this meeting when you're done. So speak so that we may hear you. Obasam.
Ines was just speaking about the Gauteng model, and some of us were not there. Maybe it is proper to understand what is this Gauteng model that needs to be used by all. Thank you.
Okay. Ines, do you want to respond to that quickly? I don't worry about it, Debbie.
The Gauteng model was basically where the department has a contracted development program, and they have chosen a group of people to actually have them, you know, in an environment where they're actually going to assist them to get CIDB grading, as well as to work on government projects to actually, so that it would assist them to advance. And I think the other one was to do with procurement, to assist these new contractors with getting the equipment, etc., like cement, at a, I would say, it wouldn't be a reduced price, but more at a stabilized price, so that they could actually be able to do their work.
Thank you very much. That includes, the model also includes the road construction in Gauteng. They seem to be on top of that situation. They've got a college that they train people to do basic grass cutting, maintenance of the roads and so on, up to construction. So they've got such a facility that Mpumalanga has used, and we were saying that maybe some other provinces must look into it as well. And also, for instance, the grading one that they try and build contractors, that's incubation, to take them at least to nurture them from grade 1 to grade 4. After that, they leave them to participate in the market. But that's basically empowerment of emerging contractors. They are using that model very effectively, using some of the work that they have. I've got on my list here, I've seen you, Baba, on the same one. Okay, let's say I've got Babu Deni, Babu Mamu Nengwane, Babu Magama, but if you're on the same issue, let me take you, Babu Kaila, first.
Yeah, hello. No, I just wanted to add that also the Gauteng model is that they've got skills training, trade skills training, which is very good, and I think we did recommend it because of that skills training. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Magama, was it on the same issue, another matter?
No.
Another matter. All right. Bradeni.
Chair, the one that Uma Mutori is raised earlier on about the charters, I just thought when we get a presentation on the charters, the official that will be doing the presentation should relate the charters on property and construction to the conclusion of this report. In other words, if the charter says targets, for example, on property registration or so on, they should do it such that they can give us a breakdown of provinces. It has to compare, like the experience in Natal, in KwaZulu-Natal, was very impressive. But the question would then be, why is KwaZulu-Natal doing well? What are the lessons that other provinces could learn from? So that, you know, we are able to say, look, according to the charter, these provinces are behind and these are the reasons. Remember, when you do all these things, ultimately is the purpose is to implement service delivery, make sure that we can address the issues of poverty, service delivery, all other things. So the charter helps us because it should say these are the targets, these are the timescales, and we can check against those and see which provinces are falling behind, so that you can go back to them and push them and make sure that they catch up. The second point I wanted to... So I'm actually saying this report, Yaga, especially the conclusions, should kind of contrast against the charters when you get the presentation. Yeah, the charters. The other thing, and this one I want clarity, Chair. Because there's an overlap between public works, correctional services, we did a twined oversight. But when we dealing with issues, do we confine those issues in correctional services that concerns public works like property? You know, if you say, for example, there's overcrowding, that is fine because it has direct bearing on property. Can we give them more property so that we alleviate the issue of overcrowding. But I'm just a bit worried that we shouldn't go too deep, because once we start discussing issues like decisions of the board for parole, trial waitings, I don't want correctional services to feel, oh, you mean this portfolio must close up because you've taken our word now. So I just wanted clarity. Don't we just confine to ourselves on matters of correctional services that relate directly to public works, or do we discuss everything like paroles? I thought issues like paroles are subject matters strictly for correctional services themselves to deal with. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Let me deal with that thing in particular so that we close those matters. Firstly, yes, there are roles and responsibilities in terms of our committees and what we confine ourselves in. For instance, the issues of accommodation, the issues of maintenance, and so on. But you will not be able to put a Chinese wall between that and what is actually happening in correctional services. The reason why they invited us to go with them was to see the total picture. You see a picture that says these issues are not maintained, there is no clear plan, they are overcrowded, and we also became interested in issues of rehabilitation, where people have got to get some skills when they are there. So it's a whole range of issues. Now that is where your responsibility as a public representative must come in. Without dictating to them to say this is what you must do now and then, because at the end their report will have to go to Parliament. But let's not be shy. Let's not shy away from even talking about issues of parole. If the parole board is not effective, for instance, it's a matter for correctional services, but it's a matter for Parliament, if you see what I mean to attend. Yeah, so there is no, all I'm saying is there is no Chinese world, but we must focus on issues that are of concern to public works without abdicating our responsibilities as public representatives and members of Parliament to deal with other issues. In other words, to make it clear, if there is a problem, for instance, of a school, we can't say, hey man, we can't talk about it, it's a matter of the Portfolio Committee on Health. It's our children. We must talk about it, but we must confer with our colleagues to say, how do we resolve this matter? That's why we have said in our strategy, in our approach, from time to time, skills development and other matters, we've raised those issues, but we'll have to go back to those other committees to just strengthen that relationship. I think that's how we have been trying to deal with it. So don't just keep quiet when they talk about the other issues and say, no, parole matter is not my parole matter. The issue we raised, those members who raised issues with us, they raised them as, you know, they raised them to with members of Parliament. All of us were there. So we can't be, you'll see even Niki Papa Kukimbali Mole doing the job of the comrade, of the chair of that portfolio committee. But it was just a matter of, there is an understanding where you see a gap go in and deal with the issues. Otherwise, we could have just sat back and said, hey, we are here only for accommodation and to see that the facilities are maintained.
No, I agree. I mean, ultimately, there's only one South Africa, and one ANC, which is the ruling party. If things go wrong, we'll all take the flag. But and all the other supportive small parties. But the point I was
making. Who are those supportive small parties?
Well, guys like our guys on my left here. Yeah.
you are being provocative, but go on. You come back here. Okay.
I'm mentioning this because the issues in correctional services are very touchy. And you know the issue of training artists is there, so that when they go back, they don't go back to crime, they've got some means of a livelihood. Now my only worry is that we should draw that line, because remember that our hands are full with our own area of jurisdiction. And I'm just saying that we shouldn't forget and end up, because those matters are touching, doing so much work there, while our own kind of not attended. I mean, we've got big issues, the issue of registration, as we know, the issue of creating jobs out of infrastructure, labor intensive, all those many issues that are here. That was just a comment that now and then, while we are helping them, we should also remember that our hands are full on the other hand.
Thank you, Bob. Everybody. Hey, Bob Stoll, I'm coming to you. You're not going to go out of here without saying anything. Okay, so you must prepare yourself that. Yes, Abagu. Yeah. We must get that maiden speech, maiden comment.
Thanks. Actually, just to add to what you have just commented on about the correctional service and other things, I remember when my comment was around the issues that we discovered there, somewhere social issues and others, but we couldn't just sit back and say, no, it's not our. These are not our issues or the pertaining to our department. We tackle them head on, like the health issues and other things. We couldn't sit back and say, no, it's not our, it doesn't belong to us. Okay, thanks, sir. I just wanted to touch on that. The skills development. Okay, the first point is about the Kiyama. Some of you maybe, I thought it was like an old record when I said, you know, this thing about Kiyama not implemented at local level. I was always complaining. Now we have seen for ourselves the results of that. My first point on that is that I think it's important for us to meet with the local government. I'll call it with the old name, local provincial local government portfolio committee, to see what's happening there, because we talk about the assets at local level. It's like you are talking Greek, and they don't even go to that point. You raise the point about the asset register, they just skip it as if it doesn't exist. I think we need to sit down with the provincial local government portfolio committee on that. Coupled with that, it's also we need to have a joint a portfolio committee with defense on the borders. I mean, it's quite a number of home affairs. I think we need to prioritize now that we have seen the problems that the other departments are faced with. For instance, we never thought that correctional services, we only heard that there were problems, but I think we need to tackle them head on with the other portfolio companies, defense, home affairs, health, education, subs, and all that. Because okay, coming to education, the other point is about the CETAs. I think we need to know what is happening with the CETAs, especially the construction CETA. Lastly, it's about the EPWP. I'm not too sure. Maybe the department needs to give us some report, because according to my, if I recall, there was this thing that there were people trained at provincial level. If there were people training the trainers at provincial level about the EPWP, why is it in some areas? I mean, it's like, yeah, they don't understand it. I mean, it came out very clearly with the others that they don't understand it properly. They don't know the correct route to go. But if the National Department of Public Works is claiming that there are trainers that are training the trainers at provincial level, why is it like that? Thanks.
Thank you very much. Babu Magama, and then Babu Kaila.
Coffee Rob. Thanks, Chair. Chair, I want to follow the same route that the Honourable Member and comment on a couple of matters. The one is the issue of training, Chair. You see, if this inconsistency continues where you have in some provinces and some projects there is training, accredited training provided, and in others not, that to me, Chair, is a fundamental problem. Because I think there's about three or four objectives that we want to achieve through public works. One is public spending in terms of, you know, the economy. The other is the reduction of poverty. The other one is the impartation of skills or skills development. And so now, Chair, the transfer of skills. You see, all the other objectives that we want to achieve will have a minimum impact if we are not able to get those people marketable in terms of skills. Because those people, when they come from EPWP, must become attractive to employers outside. Otherwise, it will be a vicious circle that will be, you know, perpetuating itself. I'm saying, Chair, I am of the view that when we discuss these reports, we need to seriously begin to zoom in on this matter. On this matter, really, I don't think we are achieving what we, you know, what we set ourselves out to achieve. One, two, and that the issue of the incentive grant. I maintain, and this has been confirmed, you know, in our engagement with IDT. That the primary reason why other municipalities outside of your metropolitan cities, metropolitan centers, do not or are not able to access this incentive grant, or at least one of these most serious problems, is the fact that these people who've been rolled out to do the capturing are not there. They are based in these metropolitan cities. They are based in Durban, in, you know, Pretoria, and so on and so on. And your municipalities, especially municipalities, where I think most of the work is actually really taking place, do not benefit and will never benefit. Because, you see, I want us to interrogate the issue of these two systems. Now, again, you see, my suspicions were confirmed in our engagement with IDT. That these two systems, this web-based system and MIS. Now, Chair, I think just for the benefit of members, all government departments have access to this web-based system. But the web-based system is not the system used for accessing the incentive grant scheme. What is used is what is in the Act, the MIS. But the people who run this MIS are these private consultants who bill the department about around 500,000 rand per month on running this system. Now, Chair, it would, for instance, be easier for municipalities. I mean, almost in any locality there is a government department, so it will be easier for them to be able to access, you know, a web-based system, for instance. But with this MIS, there's no way. Absolutely no way. In fact, not even the departments themselves have access to this MIS. So I'm saying this is a fundamental issue to the issue of the incentive grant scheme that I think we need to enter. I'm just flagging it, Chair, so that we engage seriously on this matter. Because I think if we are able to resolve that matter, we will be able, you know, at least even if in part, to begin to seriously address the issue of this incentive grant. Then lastly, Kiyama, Chair. Chairperson, you see, sizobe sixoxa into enye about Kiyama. I'm telling you. You see, unless we really begin to interrogate point by point why the department, you see, we shouldn't go into the historical facts around, and I think that is actually what's wasting our time, you know, that since these 16 years you haven't been able to implement Kiyama. I think that is immaterial. These people must tell us exactly what are the specific issues that hamper the complete or the total implementation of this act, so that we understand really, you know, so that it makes sense. Because really, to me, I mean, with the amount of money that has been spent on this thing, and if we are to extend or have this thing extended or campaign for its extension to municipalities, then my view, Chairperson, is we will have to make a case. Because when the state, with the amount of resources that it has, is not able to implement Kiyama, how do you expect a municipality that has a budget of less than 5 million to implement Kiyama? I'm just saying, Chair, that if we are not able to advance, you know, a credible argument in terms of, you know, those issues, it will be difficult to get the buy-in, at least the buy-in of other role players, especially local government itself. So I'm saying, Chair, this, I share the sentiments of the whip on this matter. Initially, Chair, I would hear the honourable member raising this issue, and I think she actually, you know, succeeded in really in making me understand really what, and I'm telling you, Chair, if we don't get into the specifics, and perhaps at some point even engage Treasury, you know, to understand really what are the specifics. Because I still fail to, you see, I have this general idea, Chair, of the broad stroke issues that the department raised with regard to the implementation. But clear, I mean, to me, it doesn't fly, or it flies in the face of the 16 years, you know, of this new government. So really, those are my requests. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Omogawa, for Ghana.
Yes, Honorable Mahmoud Oras has said a mouthful, and Maumakama did touch on some of the issues that I want to talk about. I think the issue of the skills shortage within within Department of Public Works is very worrying, and that needs to be addressed. And as Magama said as well, the Kiyama, I think, is also the skill shortage within that department. And of course, the issue of the incomplete asset register is costing the government a lot of money, whereby you'd find the government going to departments going to rent property from private people, and yet the government has got its own, but it's not on the asset register. And I concur with Magama that we need to, they need to account for this and account properly. Also, the issue of in line with skills, and I think we've talked about it with quite a lot of time, that whether if we speak to the Committee of Higher Education, because there are a lot of youth there that are sitting with certificates and doing nothing. And we need to have a proper skills audit and know what we have in the country. And also the issue of maintenance. Some of the maintenance budgets are sitting with other departments. That also, we need to address that. Finally, Chairperson, one wants to compliment you
on your leadership in this committee. I feel I have to mention that. You know, when we went out, nobody felt that he belongs to any other party. We went out as a committee. Your leadership has been very good. But I just want to say one thing, which I think the committee members should think about. So when we come to the parliament, we're deployed by different parties. But when we go out and do our oversight work, we're doing work of what? Of parliament. Isn't that so? We're deployed by different parties to parliament. And then when we go out, we go as a committee. So basically what I'm then saying is that in your chairman's remarks, which you usually do and you do it right, is that we are a multi-party committee coming from different parties. But I feel it must end here with you, because the people that we are going to, we are assigned by parliament. We need to introduce ourselves as members of the committee, not of different parties, because it sends a different message to the people that we're talking to. It sends a different message, but we need just to introduce Mr. Makama, Portfolio Committee Public Works, Northern Cape. That's all. After all, we're sent by parliament. We are not deployees of a party. We are then sent by, it is then your duty to say, we are multi, I think it will make things much easier even to the people that we talk to, because with those people, there are people from different backgrounds and associations. So I'm suggesting that we do it in that manner, and it will make our life much easier, and also with the people that we are talking to. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Babu Kaila. Thank you very much. I don't see any further hands. What I'll do... Oh, okay, I've noted you, Bradeni. Let me see. Any other hand? Any other hand? Okay, what will happen from Bradeni? We'll give each one of you, up to Babu Makama, a chance to say anything you want to say, and then we'll also go back there and check if anybody wants to say anything up to here, and then we'll conclude our PMG. We will listen to you as well if you've got anything to say to us, and our member there at the back. Okay. Now it's yours. If there's anything you want to say in length, and you, my boss. It's only now that I can ask you to say something. But let... Okay. All right, brother.
Oh.
Good.
No, I wanted to share some things that you got from my other portfolios, women, youth, children, and disability. There was Minister Chavani, you know, he's doing monitoring and evaluation. And this issue, let me raise all these stories. Yamasito, with what is happening, was raised there. We really don't think sitters are enough. And the minister gave us this information, Ushabad, the minister in the president's office. There's a research that is conducted because they have been receiving this report about sitters. And the research is going to be concluded by the end of October. That research is actually kind of looking at the Wajama sitter, evaluating it and seeing what impact sitters have in the country. And if indeed the recommendations are that it should be transformed, because the impact is not as expected, it will be transferred. So, you know, I felt relieved because I was also worried about Amasit. Just the last thing, a covert cop. You know the advantage you are a multi-party system. For the purposes of what is in the political system called checks and balances, opposition checks the ANC, the ruling party, because to be honest, no man is infallible. If the ANC makes mistakes, then fellow citizens can point those mistakes up. I mean, if a multi-party system operate in a constructive and positive way. That is the purpose. Not just point scoring and being, you know. But the point I'm making is, at times it's very important, because this is our system, people understand it, to identify. Because at times, opposition, somebody from DA, a member, a colleague from DA could say something, and people will think that is a position, which is totally different from what the ANC holds as a position. And people who are listening, if they are not aware, these are different divert parties, which is good for democracy. That is speaking, when they copy the report, no, the ANC says so and so and so. I mean, to be honest, I don't think we should shy away. What you are doing is not a sin, it's a good thing for democracy. We should say so that people can know this is a portion of a... If we differ, let's differ. We differ for a good purpose. But for as long as it isn't hostile, antagonistic, destructive, if it is multi-party, to enrich our political system with different ideas, I think that is good and people will appreciate it. We can't be monolithic. We can't talk in one voice. Even in a family, number one would, in at times I differ with myself. I don't know whether I want to go west or east. But I was just saying, I think I don't fundamentally see a problem. For as long as underneath we know we belong to one country, we were one family, but differing to enrich our political system, that's a good thing.
Thanks. I'll leave everything in your good hands. No comment about the multi-party delegation. But what I wanted to emphasize is that really, it's my observation, maybe as a senior member of the portfolio committee, is the unity we are having as a portfolio committee. We may differ here and there, but at least we always end up being united in whatever we're saying. And lastly, I want to echo your words, Chairperson, about the oversight visit. We really had we were working very hard, but we had a very good time, even to understand each other's personalities, if I can put it that way, because sometimes when you are here, you become so stiff.
You don't see who do my dozen or
both. Oh, my dozen. But when we are out there, we are just one family. I think really I want to commend the portfolio committee for that. And I want to say, let's keep that up. We may differ, we can may point fingers at Parliament, we like that, and stand up and kill you. But really, otherwise, we are all South Africans and representing the people of South Africa. Thank you so much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Babu Gaila, you still have another bite. I need to hold in the address. No, I'm going to put a I just forget that the staff has been very excellent. Really, really. They've been there to assist us, Chairperson. And again, it's under your leadership, as I say, under your leadership, we've got very good staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gala. Thank you. Bamasango. Followed by November. Bamustol. Bamuguni. Bamagam.
I was actually not going to speak, and I don't know what to say even.
Anything. Hubbly bubbly.
Yeah, but I think the oversight was really exciting. That was a nice one. I didn't know Lita, now I know Lita. She was always sitting behind us and we didn't know who is this lady, what is she doing and all those things. And we came to know her very well. And that was good.
Not too well.
That's all I can say. Thank you.
I hope nobody misbehaved today. No, thanks, Obasanjo. November.
Chairperson Enkosi, much has been said by the members, and mine is also just to echo them, to say thank you for your leadership style, and thank you for keeping us together. We are one family, even with the staff. Some of the things that I had in mind are things that belong to correctional services. So it's of no use, because I'm really very much worried about the officials that really about that one, it doesn't sit well inside one. And it is clearly if the two portfolio committees didn't have a chance to visit the centers, that young guy by now because of the behavior of the officials. And that's the part that was really very much touching to me. But also to say that expanded public works, we are talking about skills transfer and so on and so on. I was talking to myself yesterday when we were on our way from Upington to Cape Town. Aposam is Misa Corner, road works have been done. Now I was asking myself, some of the people, is it a skills transfer to them just to stand all day with the flag? That one is somewhere, somehow. I was really asking myself, is that skills transfer? Is there anybody really, are the people serious who are getting these jobs, or the contractors, are they really serious about our people? Or is it just something of to say, okay, for these 6 months, but there is nothing really that they can use tomorrow. It's becoming worrying. But let me leave it like that. We just hope for the best. And thank you for everyone.
Thank you very much, Mom Novel. Boston, hi. Yeah,
thank you, Chair. First of all, I want to thank the committee for the hospitality. And I want to commend you for your leadership, because it shows that really you are the leader. But I think what you have said, that you have to work as a team, is what always I said when I'm in a portfolio committee. If you are working as a team, we will achieve a lot. And I concur with Dan when Dennis says, if you are the opposition, you have to criticize constructively. I hope that is what has been taught to us by our president. Chair, I cannot speak a lot, but I think I will bring a lot of value in this committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I mean, I'm very late, man. I came late, coming late in the meeting. Actually, you are isolating yourself.
I know.
No, it's
feel free.
Actually, it's embarrassing. No? But I don't want to apportion any blame. I think I'll talk to my party about it. For not providing me the secretary, because I've just seen the notice in my pigeonhole now, and I immediately take the file and run. So, but of course I will correct that. It's not this committee's fault. But besides that, Chair. We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot personally myself, being a new person, new member of parliament. Basically, having had a chairperson like yourself.
I'm getting worried.
Yeah, you must. You are worried. If you were you are the president of this country, I'm telling you, this country would be what
they have got support of Coke.
Yeah, but really, we have grown to know that what is happening in the portfolio committee. Yes, there were mistakes that we from time to time doing, but your guidance made us what we are, what I am today. If only a brother, I know. So I'm part of this family, and I have requested the assurance from my party that they must keep me in this family so that I must learn more and get truly was in with what this public works all about. The staff, the supporting staff, thank you guys. It's true that for you that you were not in our kumbi, I was in Tawe with who's Ulita. Now I know her better than me. I got to No, thank you very much. We will learn as time develops, and because this thing is not an overnight thing. It's not an event, it's a process. I want to be as qualitative as these stories. Yes, one day I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No, sure, thank you. I just wanted to raise the issue of this blame game between public works and other government departments. Clearly, Chair, without belaboring the point, I think it was evident that, you know, once public works officials are there, it becomes difficult to begin to apportion blame to public works. But not that public works is innocent, but I think the problem with these people is they don't talk to each other. You see? That, together with the failure of this so-called call center, exacerbates the problem, you know, and really blows it out of proportion. Now, it's actually said that government, you know, we've started talking about integrating government since we took office in 1994. It was then we had realized that government departments function in silos. We still, you know, saying the very same thing today. Government officials do not listen to us. Our mamila baba, you know, and so it's sad because government there is a you look at the quality of government property, government buildings all over the show. I'm telling you, Chair, in a couple of years' time, Civitas, that beautiful Civitas, you know, will have really deteriorated to, you know, to an extent that, you know, it will cost us another half a billion rand to construct, you know, a new or to renovation. Something, to me, that is notable, and I wanted to raise it, to say that part of what we do, we need to find a way of, you know, encouraging, because these service level agreements are there. It's not that they are not there, they are there. But for some reason, nobody reads them, you know. Or alternatively, nobody really understands what's in there. And therefore, because the issues of division of responsibility or division of labor, so to speak, in terms of who is responsible for what, are stipulated in that service level agreement. And yet, you know, I mean, officials come and tell you straight faced that no, public works did not repair the tap, you know, and then public works responds, you know, with what we were told, that no, we are not responsible for repairing debts. Those people have budgets themselves to. So I'm saying, Chair, part of the problem is what one could otherwise see as a breakdown or
for some reason, an unwillingness of these people to really begin to work together, you see, in a manner that seeks to attain the same objectives. Because as much as it's in their interest that building must be, you know, good and so on, it's in public works interest as the owner of the property. But for some reason, there's that disconnect. Somehow, Chair, I will discuss it when we get there, but, you know, at this point, I am of the view, man, that this matter, I think, must be escalated to their principals. You see, in all these things that are taking place between these government departments, the principals are nowhere to be seen, the ministers. They are nowhere to be seen. And I think that's one of the areas that needs to be strengthened. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Bauma Gama. Thank you very much. PMG, anything that you want to say? Okay. Thank you. We want to hear your voice. What does this mean? No.
No.
Okay. Nita?
No.
No. Okay. Kenny? No, thanks. I'm covered. Nothing. Ines? Yes.
The mention of the property and construction charters, I have actually sent a letter to the department requesting them to give us information on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ines. My boss? No.
No.
Eva. No. Let me start off by thanking you very much for your kind words, you see. But now you're putting me on the spot now. Because once you say that, you don't allow me to make mistakes. You see. When they say thank you, you are doing a sterling work. They want you to do more. They don't want you to make any mistakes. But thanks, but any leader is as good as his team. You see. It's just what I do is what rubs off from you. That is you. Representing you in terms of your wishes and so on. So, but thanks, and I must say that the team is very good and so on. One thing that I want you to discuss, because that is your matter, is this political party dynamics. Particularly here it's fine. When we are outside, how do we deal with it? I want us to think it through so that there is no conclusion here on the matter. It's just to say, when you are there, where there's parliament. But do we do to the extent of not even informing people who we are from which parties. Like Danny saying, like what you are saying, you know, what we do is just to say we must feel comfortable and so on. But, you know, let me give an example of what happened in one of the schools there in Stilfontein. When comrades and colleagues introduced themselves, you know, we started to joke about Tubele Ngubani, Tubele Ngubantu Holomisa, Tubele Ngubzile, and people just enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And they were just amazed that, hey man, these people, when we engage on issues, we're not compromising, you see, and yet we are from different parties. There was just one point that I observed at some stage in another place that I won't name. When you say you're from the ANC, others get excited. Yeah. You know, those type of things and so on. But all I'm saying is that let this be a matter that we're learning from this, you see, that we should be able to find some protocol ourselves in terms of how we deal with it. I'm just appealing that let's not. We can't vote on this matter. Okay. All right. And secondly, Baba Gail, I'm not sure whether the issue of the non-implementation or full implementation of Kiama is as a result of skill shortage in the department. It might not be. You see, let's interrogate the whole, and I want you to go back to that act yourself. It's in your file that we gave you that time, all the act. Go through it, check the requirements and so on. And when we engage with them on Kiama, let's be specific so that we don't assume issues and so on. You recall that some provinces were saying, now the Kiama Act was saying by this time we must do the following, and we are doing in terms of the law. People are just complying. They're not interested in assets, generally, just compliance. So it's important that when we discuss this matter, we check this. And like we are saying, how the provinces are performing generally in all these issues. The one matter from my side is outstanding report that I said earlier that we must get, and also the report that we're getting tomorrow about the Kimberley prison. Baba Gama, you're raising the issue of the blame game, and you've made a very good observation there. You see? But what I saw is that what I see as the mistake of public works, they are not proactive.
Mm.
You see, they need to be, if they are dragged into a situation, they really occupy the situation and come out like pros. But generally, they will sit back and allow things to go haywire. We need to instill this culture of them being proactive, doing things rather than being called all the time to do these things. Particularly on the issue of maintenance, generally, Civitas, the library, why did we leave those buildings that they are renovating for public works now to go to those levels in the first place of decay, dilapidation, and so on and so on? Why? Because now we are spending a lot of money, pumping a lot of money again to bring them up to speed. You see? That is the point that we... That's where the inner city regeneration money is. All of it being spent in Pretoria over the years. And you know, it's like the plan is Rehabizatswane from where we started the whole street up to the Union Building. That's where we're going to spend a lot of money. Just building, renovations and so on. So we need to engage that program as well. Otherwise, Nico is not going to get anything out of it. You see? The issue about the silos that you're raising in the department can precisely be the issue that we also creating within portfolio committees. You see, if we're not careful. And just say, hey, ours is this one. You see, that's what we're saying. We need to break. The point that you're raising stories about the other portfolio committees, for instance, that we must meet and take up issues, is breaking those silos. To say that, you know, the issue of defense, the issue of home affairs and things, those are issues that we must look into. That's that. But having said that, let me just highlight some of the issues that members have. In fact, let me not even go there, because I've taken note of all the issues that we must raise, and then we must take forward, including other issues that are like immediate, like the charters that will go to you before you even meet them, so that at least by the time we do that, we read through them. The one issue about the overcrowding of prisons is they said if they can get a situation of dealing with awaiting trial detainees, then to solve their problem. Maybe that's one method that public works will have to provide, because like you're saying, the money lies with the department for infrastructure, you see. But public works has been the one that has been running the show. The tussle still remains between and amongst government departments. Some of them's interest is to write down, bring public works into an image of non-performance, so that they want to run those capital budgets. They must be the one who won the tenders and so on and so on and so on. So this issue is not an easy issue. But I'm confident that we are getting on top of the situation now, Kuni. We're all learning. It's a learning curve, but we will be by the end of this year on top of the situation, and we'll be like pros. Next year, the learning curve would have been over. We'll have to master this process. And we once more want to thank you for your dedication, support, and commitment in what you're doing. And all the other mistakes, let's learn from them. I'm really adjourning this meeting. It's adjourned. Thank you very much.
Sir, you're still owing us, me, or whoever.
What?
Lamb drink.
Yeah, no.
Have you left it at home?
No, you're sitting here. No, you should work for a while.